Let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now in the markets in general, and just kind of an overview and what maybe producers can look at.
Right. Well, we're in a low price environment, as we know right now. Volatility is a little lower, so that's kind of a good thing for the grain and oilseed markets anyway. Big crops. We just had a crop report yesterday that raised the yield further, and the ending stocks projected at the end of this marketing season a little more. The good news about these lower prices is it's stimulating demand, and we're the lowest price supplier to the world markets right now. We're below South America. We're below Black Sea. So we're going to see exports pick up, I think, and they've been strong this year to date already. So, you know, what the importance right now is in managing risk. When you have these low price levels, profit margins are very slim and sometimes maybe not even existing. So it's important to look for opportunities to lock in a profit when you can.
Let's talk a little bit about the livestock market sector. Really, it's been a roller coaster this year. As we look at it, we talk about lower commodity prices. Obviously, that helps with producers' profit margins. But what are some of the things that we're watching on the livestock side?
Yeah, the livestock markets, cattle and hogs, have really gone through a lot of volatility. As you mentioned, the low grain prices mean lower input costs for livestock producers, so that's a good thing. But the market seems to have kind of bottomed out. Both hogs and cattle are now trending up a little bit. We're working very hard with the cattle industry in particular to see if we can make some changes in the contract specifications for the live cattle contract to make it a better risk management tool for them. NCBA, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, has a working group that we're working very closely with. And so we're just continuing to look at ways we can, one, see if there's anything we can do to lower the volatility in our futures market, and then help them with better risk management product.
Why is it so important for livestock producers? We talk about risk market risk management in grain, but livestock producers, maybe that isn't in front of mind like it is for grain producers. Why is it so important to have tools and maybe mitigate some of that volatility in the markets for them, especially right now?
Yeah, well, it's a way to protect their profits. And, you know, we have a futures contract on feeder cattle, which is a helpful tool for the cow-calf industry so that they can hedge their risk. We then have one for the fed cattle market or the slaughter cattle market, the live cattle futures and options contracts that help feedlots, and then packing plants as well manage their risk. So I think all you have to do is look at what prices have done in the last 2 years. From 2014, we were at $1.70. We went down to 95 or so a month or two ago. So that shows the importance that there's so much uncertainty. And as global factors like the dollar change in value, economic growth changes, exports, all of these factors impact price. And that's uncertain how these factors are going to play out. So when you see an opportunity to lock in a profit using futures or options, that's a good business practice.
Let's talk a little bit about the pork market. We've seen massive amounts of pork go through in a lot of pressure on the shackle space. Are we concerned about where pork prices are headed as we get into the last part of 2016 and the early part of 2017?
Well, the October contract was kind of the low point for 2016. No, December contract was priced at a premium. So it looks like maybe the pork market has bottomed out. Again, that market is really dependent on international trade. We know how, you know, that was a very debatable issue in this election cycle. So, and again, the dollar, the value of the dollar impacts that as well. When the dollar strengthens, then our commodities, which are priced in dollars, become lower priced. So the good thing about low prices is they do stimulate that demand, either whether it's for domestic consumption or exports. And we're the main supplier to the world market right now because of our low prices. So that's, I think, a little silver lining in the cloud that we can look for, is that these low prices are stimulating demand.
David, anything else?
No, I think that's it, Megan. Thanks for having me today.